Somehow, I suspect that this song, Bad Boys by Inner Circle, makes you think about cops and criminals. But if you want to hear about real bad boys, you gotta hit the opera house. Sono spirito che nega sempre tutto, lastra il fior. This is, quite possibly, the baddest bad boy in operatic history. Mephistopheles, the devil himself, from the opera by Arrigo Boito. And the baritone you're hearing is Bryn Terfel, the bad boy superstar of the opera world. This track is the first off his new album. He recorded 15 arias, all of them sung by the most famous villains in opera. The record is called, appropriately, Bad Boys, and Bryn Terfel is with me from the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
In this aria that we're hearing, you are performing as Satan. You couldn't have picked a better place to start. And of course, opera composers have often relied on some really depraved characters to tell their stories. How important is evil to most operas?
Well, this is a wonderful example of such an aria, Mephistopheles. You know, there is that wonderful saying, one who sups with a devil had better use a long spoon. And this is called... Well, it's surtitled the Ballata del Fischio, where the devil himself says that he likes a world of nothing and of total destruction. I wanted an album that had that concept, the bad boy feeling.
Why are so many bad boy roles written for baritone singers like you? I mean, what is it that you can do that tenors can't?
I don't know. It could be something to do with the color of the voice, the dark bass baritone repertoire, even sometimes into the bass repertoire. So I think composers perhaps tended to go for the basses as being those misfits on the stage, whereas the tenor always had the romantic role.
And it's always been that way.
Yes, in most of the operas. Yeah, and I wouldn't change that. Mephistopheles usually is sung by the bass. Think of other roles like Sweeney Todd. Sweeney Todd, when he comes onto the stage with the choir in the opening scenes, what a fantastic first entrance that he has. It worked in every capacity, in a big opera house, in a small opera house, and it's there to shock you. It's there to frighten us.
They all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovitch, tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovitch, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one same foot in its proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovitch, look at you. Now we all deserve to die. Even you.
This is a truly demonic character. And Bryn Terfel, I understand you were in a production of Sweeney Todd a few years ago, and you actually performed this in front of the composer, Stephen Sondheim. How daunting was that?
Incredibly daunting to actually perform for a contemporary composer. And he was there in your dressing room to tell you, to help you, to guide you. And it's a piece that I would repeat at a drop of a hat.
Hmm. Do you feel like when you sing these kinds of roles, you have to kind of dig deep to find some humanity in order to play that, sing the role of that character properly?
You have to learn within that evilness to take a step back. You have to pace yourself. You have to make sure that you don't throw yourself too much into those characters. And that's the problem with playing a baddie on the stage. You do tend to go overboard, and that's sometimes to the detriment of your own performance.
One man, no, not 10 men, nor 100 jealous wait me. I will have you.
I'm speaking with baritone and bass singer Bryn Terfel. His new album pulls together some of the best evil roles in opera and musical theater. It's called Bad Boys.
Parla, parla, ascoltando ti so. La terza nota bene mi sembra. La terza nota bene mi sembra. Deve braziarti, non so. Parla, parla, ascoltando ti so.
This is absolutely spectacular. This is Bryn Terfel performing all three parts in this aria. This is from Mozart's Don Giovanni. He's singing Don Giovanni, Leporello, and Il Commendatore. Not at the same time, of course, on separate tracks. But still, nonetheless, quite a feat.
I didn't like the idea in the beginning. I thought it was a corny and a rather stupid idea on my behalf. But seeing that I have sung two of the roles, I thought I had the characterization that I could change and mold the voice to each character.
Don Giovanni, of course, that character fits brilliantly into this theme of your record. He's the bad boy here.
He's awful.
But somehow,
he's terrible.
But somehow, at the end, we don't hate him.
Well, is that a reason why the audiences do sympathize with these characters instead of perhaps his manservant Leporello, who is much more endearing? I was never comfortable with Don Giovanni. I never feel that I fit into his movement, into his personality. Hence the reason I've given up singing Don Giovanni, because I never really enjoyed it.
Do you ever find that directors sometimes want to cast you in those evil roles simply because of your physical presence? I mean, you are, I should describe you, you're a big guy. You're about 6'3". You can kind of give a menacing appearance. The cover of your record is just a close-up of your face. You've got some stubble, and you're giving a very, very kind of evil, dark stare out from that album.
Yes, perhaps it is true. I think how tall you are on the stage, how you carry yourself, definitely is something that you use in your characterization. You need that stillness on the stage. You need some kind of personality that does bridge that gap from the stage into the audience.
I was surprised to read that a few years ago you performed for the BBC Proms, the music festival, and right before you went out on stage, you described this fear, this almost stage fright-like symptoms, heart palpitations, a cold sweat. What was happening?
I think if I wasn't nervous, then I wouldn't be the performer that I am. There are some singers that historically you've heard that people had to push them onto the stage because they were so frightened. I haven't reached that yet. But I love the chase of an opening night, for instance. It's just something very exciting. You've rehearsed for that 5 weeks. You're ready, you're chomping at the bits to actually get on that stage. And this is where you cut your teeth into the profession. I still cannot say that I'm so comfortable that I can just walk onto that stage without a fear in the world. Debuts, for instance, the one I had here at the Metropolitan Opera, I was so nervous, as if singing in front of the school again. You know, those are those things that you really are afraid of. I was always afraid of singing in front of fellow pupils and students. But you have to turn it around. You have to do it and make it something very positive.
That's Bryn Terfel. He's one of the world's leading baritones. His new album is called Bad Boys. You can hear full cuts at our website, nprmusic.org. Bryn Terfel, thanks so much.
Thank you, Guy.
Our program was directed today by Petra Mayer. The production staff includes Phil Harrell, Kay Davidson, Kenya Young, Travis Larchuk, Christopher Benderev, and Lauren Silverman. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted by Paris Morgan, Cal Southworth, Stu Rushfield, and Mark Greenhouse. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez.
languidir d'amor.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.